Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
When we come into union with Christ, what happens to Christ is credited to have happened to us. Just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also were raised into a newness of life. So he says, now we should walk in the newness of life.
I will no longer die to what he died to. Because he died, I'm no longer in my sins. Because he died, I can never be sick. Because he died, I can never be poor. Because he died, I can never be under a curse. Because he died, I can never be a prey to the fowler. My soul has escaped through his blood.
Step into the world of infinite possibilities as you listen to Pastor David Ibichiku today.
The Lord our God is in our midst. The Lord our God is in our midst. He is strong and mighty in our midst. He's rejoicing over us with singing. He's enthroned on our praise. He's enthroned on the lifting of our hands. He's enthroned. He's enthroned as we give thanks to his holy name. Ligerus emprendeketos nana manangaya. Legara baros shandeli bregetos shandeli bregade kaya labados. Lebaya de kara brados shandeli bregetea. Leya kate shandeli bregeponda shandeli gregetos. E para de ke por ne gabaya kate. E para de ke bregeton de deya kara de soprate. Le kara de shandeli bregete kara dos shandaya ka. Lebaya ka leko shandeli bregetos. E mala mala kaya lebos. La bragadesh in the limbregadesha, in the libregados in the libregate, Kayalamana Kadesha, Emalamale Kayalabrades, in the libregadesh, and the libregate, Layalebos in the libregapos, and the libregataya, Legala Bradesha Kataya, PP is a mountain where we lakardesh, we open up our hearts and receive freshness, freshness. Freshness. Le querido chate. Li querida sunde libre gete. Li querush in de libre getaya. Le gereberga de shandaya. Ebaya galade sunde libre gedesha. Le prade cara bragadea. Le pregado sunde libre gedesha. Le prade cara de sunde libre gada. Le galada sunde libre getesha. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Le baya gale porika ya lagadesha. Inne le predes inne le bregadaya. Liberegade kaya la bradekadesha. Le baya gale toya kara bragadesha. Ligeye boros inne le bregadesha. Le baya gale des inne le bregade kaya la badosh. Yes, Lord. Yes, we give you glory. Le garadesha taya. Aya la karabahataya. Igalabrade shataya. Ligarade sandeli brekataya. La lekele don sandale pratesa. Lift your hands all over. That which is carnal is wiped away. Oh, the struggles of the flesh are no more. Says the Spirit of grace. Oh, fresh grace is being poured out on the hearts of men. Ayale keta sandirinda lananga lizo brande kata. Come to the waters. Come to the waters. Drink freely. Drink freely. Drink freely. Come and partake of the feast of fastings without money. Without money. Come and partake of the feast of his mercy, of his goodness, of his abundance. Ipara without money. Rigeru sete increde kote rin mrande ate ikipa ate krede kata kate li in de prindusus ke prinde la aye krede katus kare brade li sundeli krede sundeli kregete ya Alegre de Grabrade Santa Labrahata Rali Grebrekatasha. Yes, we give you glory. Just wave those hands to him. Le Manangaya. Oh, freshness, Lord. There is a refreshing in his presence today. Oh, Kayalamande Sandali Grede Skopradesha. There is a refreshing in his presence today. We are being refreshed. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Father, I pray today to every heart that yearns. That there be a freshness. I pray today, Lord, in the name of your Son Jesus, to every heart that has not learnt to yearn, that you instruct in our hearts, for it is you that works in us both to will and to do of your good pleasure. That you instruct a yearning in the hearts of your people. We give you all the glory. And we give you all the praise. Just lift those hands. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Holy Spirit of the living God. Blessed be your name. We worship you, Father, in Jesus' precious and mighty name we have prayed. Thank you. Speak to us in a special way today. Let light break forth and flood every heart. Let there be a quickening of understanding that we may gain insight into the depths of your knowledge and of your will. Let there be a transformation, a metamorphosis from the inside to the outside, into the same image of your glory that we behold. From one degree of glory to a greater one, as by your Spirit. Today, Lord, stretch forth your hands to do your pleasure. Rain answers to every cry, to every petition. Rain answers, Lord, for every question that lock in the heart of men. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, let mysteries be unveiled, puzzles be solved. Turn around situations today. Let there be a breaking forth in favor, in power, in grace. We give you praise and we give you all the glory. Thank you for all you do in our lives. We appreciate you so much. In Jesus' precious and mighty name we have prayed. And let the church of our Lord Jesus Christ shout your loudest amen. Give the Lord a big clap offering of praise. Come on, bless the Lord. Bless him mightily. Don't pretend to be doing it. All over, bless him. From the depths of your heart, bless the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Welcome everyone by your side, to your left and to your right. Let them know how excited we are that they are in church today. Praise the Lord. Yesterday, the Spirit of the Lord took us on a journey concerning the blessing of financial prosperity. How many of you received clear revelations? And how many of you can see your life moving forward? And especially your finances this year. How many of you? Are you going to walk the word of God in faith? I don't know if I'm talking to myself alone. Are you going to be walking the word of God? Are you sure? Very, very, very serious. Now we are going to go to finish up what I promised us that we are going to finish last month. It wouldn't be right that I leave it hanging, because after explaining everything about Chronos, about Kairos, understanding what the Kairos season is, and teaching us about the prophetic Kairos, the end of the matter is the most important. The end of the matter is the most important. How to now maximize Kairos or prophetic Kairos seasons. How do you maximize it? How do you make the most of prophetic and divine windows of opportunities that God gives? And we made Ephesians chapter 5 verse 15 to 17 our text, and maybe we'll have to read it again. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 15 to verse 17. Hold that neighbor by your side, to your left and to your right. Make sure you get to know their names. No one should remain a stranger that is sitting by your side today. And can we read to that neighbor and read out very loud? One to go. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Again, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Let's look at verse 16 and continue reading. One to go. Redeeming the time. And if you've been following, the teaching, the time there, is it Chronos or is it Kairos? You know, I've been teaching this. The time there, is it Chronos or is it Kairos? Huh? Watch that. I know that I even said it. You know, sometimes somebody say, Pastor, preach a new message. The question is, have you gotten the one he preached before? Okay, the time there is Kairos. Somebody say Kairos. Somebody say redeeming the Kairos. Shout it louder. Say redeeming the Kairos. He said, because what? The days. What is he saying to us? He's handing us over a weapon of light. He's giving us a revelation on how to live and face and win in days that are evil, in perilous times. He's telling us there's going to be windows of opportunities divinely orchestrated by me. You're going to have Kairos seasons. And in those seasons, take advantage of it. Make the most of it. Maximize it. That's how you're going to win. That's how you're going to fulfill my will and my purpose for your life. I'm going to be creating opportunities. So everybody say it again. Redeeming the Kairos. Shout it louder. Say it, redeeming the Kairos. Say, for the days are evil. Verse 17. Keep holding that neighbor. Call him by his or her name. Say, Mr. David. Say, hear the word of the Lord. And read it to that neighbor. Want to go? Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Do not be unwise. What does that settle for us? One of the key ways you know that you're a wise man and that you are now walking in the wisdom of God is when you learn to redeem the time. When you learn to maximize your prophetic kairosism, that's when you know you're a wise man. Let's get back to verse 15 and read it from the Amplified version of the Bible. The Amplified Classic, please. Hold that neighbor. Say, don't get tired of me, Mr. David. Say, I'm a blessed man. And I know you're blessed too. So we're going to be good neighbors today. All right, read it to that neighbor. One to go. Look carefully then how you walk. Live purposefully and what? Worthily and what? Accurately. Now everybody say purposefully. Say worthily. And what? Continue. Not as the unwise and witless, but as wise, sensible, and intelligent people. So what is he saying? He said, listen, don't live your life carelessly. Don't live your life callously. Don't live your life recklessly. Don't live, in our contemporary language, you say, don't live anyhow. Don't live anyhow. You just wake up and somebody said to me, say, Pastor, one of the keys of being happy is if I feel like it, I do it. I said, that's foolishness mixed with pride in extreme stupidity, sounding very loud. You know, people think that when they say something or make a claim, that that is reality. But that's not reality. I told the person, I said, that's just a defense mechanism. You're trying to tell me otherwise that you're living a very frustrated life. It has nothing to do with my own opinion. Laws are laws. Laws are constants. They were there before anyone was born. They are going to exist while you live on earth. And when you're through and you're done with your time on earth, they remain. And one of the laws of emotions is that emotions are fickle, frail, and untrustworthy. You can't trust your emotions. Anybody that lives by his feelings will always be very depressed. Always. It's a law. You don't know what is right by how you feel. You weigh what is right by the principles of truth. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? Wave your hands if you get what I'm saying. You don't know what is right by how you feel. So somebody feel like taking drugs. He takes the drugs. He gets addicted to the drugs. Is he really happy? Every drug addict hates his life. I hope you know that. It starts as fun. It starts as fun. And if that drug addict will find deliverance, will find deliverance, that drug addict will take it immediately. That's the truth. What you're seeing with that addiction is that they become helpless. Not that they enjoy it. They don't enjoy it. Wave your hands if you're getting me. Tell your neighbor, don't live carelessly. Say, don't live callously. So the scripture says, rather live purposefully. Watch that word, purposefully, because we're going to see it again. Purposefully. Live accurately. Wow. Not as the unwise, but as the wise. And in verse 16, it shows us how we are going to live purposefully, how we are going to live accurately. Everybody read verse 16 with me and read out loud. One to go. Making the very most of the time. Again. One more time. One more time. Buying up each opportunity. Because. So when you get the opportunity, take it. When God gives you a Kairos season, maximize it and make the most of it. Buy up each opportunity that God presents to you. Buy up. That's what the Bible calls redeeming the time. Redeeming the time. Verse 17. Therefore, do not be vague and thoughtless or unfoolish, but understanding and firmly grasping what the will of the Lord is. Now, one of the key things that we are seeing as God's will in the subject of what the Spirit of the Lord is letting us know in this moment is that He wants us to maximize and make the most of our prophetic Kairos seasons. That's the will of God for me and you right now. It's not business as usual. There is something different about this season. Don't be vague in this season. Don't live thoughtless and don't be foolish. Christ has been made unto you and I wisdom from God. The wisdom of God dwells in us. In Christ, in Him, are hid all treasures of knowledge. Gnosis and wisdom, Sophia, all treasures of all knowledge and all wisdom are hidden in Christ. And then the scripture says, and we are complete in Him. So don't be a wise man. Don't have the wisdom of God in you and then walk foolishly. Don't. If a man was foolish and he acts foolish, he's acting out his nature. But if a man is wise and then he's acting foolish, what it only means is that he's being careless and he's rejecting the wisdom that is gifted him. Don't reject the wisdom of God in this season. I want you to turn to your neighbor, call him by his or her name, say, Mr. David. Say, learn the wisdom of the Lord. Every day is not alike. Every month is not alike. Every year is not alike. Don't say it's just time. Say, within the chronos, God always orchestrates divine opportunities. God always engineers and opens up divine windows of opportunities. prophetic kairos. Say, when it comes, may you discern and redeem the time. May you make the most of that opportunity. So here is what I'm telling you, by the will of the Lord. By the will of the Lord, I speak to you as the oracle of God. I'm very careful saying what I'm saying, and I want you to hear me. Love Ambassadors Ministries. Love Sons, all of you, hear me. 2025 is not another year. It's a Kairos year. Oh, there were a few that know how to respond to the prophetic. A few. That's why when you hear, when we wrote about quantum leap season, we said, it's my time, it's my turn. You know, I wouldn't have to go back because of time to teaching you again about prophetic kairos. The messages are there, you can get it. But this is one message, one subject that you have to be established in. You want to enjoy quantum leaps, order of blessings, you have to master. You have to master how to take advantage of prophetic kairos seasons. Because quantum leaps only happens in kairos seasons. Only. So we showed us the first key. I walked on the first key on Sunday before and on Wednesday. Last two Sundays and last Wednesday of March. How many of you remember? What's the first key of maximizing prophetic kairos season? Huh? If you can't remember it, I'm serious, so I'll close this service. Then I'll give you time to go and listen to others. Because I'm not, if you're in Lamb, I want you to learn this. I'm not the kind of minister that is trailed with one new message, one new thing. I have one new revelation, and then I come out, I want to bamboozle everybody. Everybody gets excited. No, when you're a prophetic teacher, what matters to you as a teacher is that the people gain understanding and gain insight and come to the knowledge of what is being taught. So if you're not coming to the knowledge of it, then why are we here? Why are we here? We could as well just close, dance, and then go. So I'm going to ask again, what's the first key? Because if you can't remember it, and that's why we always tell you, go and have your message note. Ask your neighbor, where is your message note? If you're an older member and you're in this church, the ones who are just very new can be excused. But if you're an older member and you're still coming to church without a message note, not anything that you just have in your hands and you write, you keep it somewhere else. A message note that you can always go back to. If you're doing that, hear the admonition of the scripture. Do not be unwise. Be wise. How long will the Holy Spirit teach you? How long will you hear this from your pastor? Don't be like those people that were spoken of in the scriptures, always learning but never coming to the knowledge of the truth. Don't always be in church and never learning and coming to the knowledge of what God is teaching. And when you have your message note, don't just write the note while you're in church. What's the use of having another devotional you read this morning? Having another thing that you did, listening to different things online, and the message note you wrote, you didn't learn anything out of it. Why don't you use the message as your devotional? Why don't you meditate and meditate on that thing until your heart gains understanding of it? That's how wisdom works. Understanding is the power of wisdom. Until you understand the matter, you can't gain wisdom in that thing. That's the foundation of wisdom, is understanding. There has to be understanding of the matter so you can practice it and then become skillful at it. Wisdom comes through practice. So wisdom is called skill, and you can only acquire skill through practice. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Through application. Very key. Very important. Very important. Wave your hands if you're in church. Say, I hear. Say, I hear. That's how I live my life. The Lord is teaching me one subject. I can stay on a subject for 2 months. What's the need of looking for one new thing? One new thing when you've not understood. So by the time I'm through with that subject, I come out and I know it. You watch my life, that thing is working in my life. And any other time you touch me, you will just notice this person is grounded, rooted. This person has roots in this subject. If you're understanding what I'm saying, say, I hear. Are you sure you're getting it? It's for your good. It's for your good. Okay. So, turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor the first key of maximizing prophetic kairos. What's the first key? Tell your neighbor. Be what? Oh, be what? Be constantly prepared. Very important. So we taught you that what determines what will happen with prophetic kairos is whether we are prepared in our normal days and how we handle the chronos. What determines our recognition of kairos is because we've been using our chronos to prepare for it. The chronos is the waiting time, and waiting season is preparation season. So that's what we taught you. And I'm not going to go back to it. You go to the message. Be constantly prepared. Use your chronos to prepare for your kairos. Tell your neighbor, use your chronos to prepare for your kairos. Use your chronos to grow strong, what? In spirit. To increase in stature. Develop capacity. Increase in wisdom. To increase in favor with men and with God. To increase in favor with God means increase in grace. To increase in favor with men means to develop relational skills and have better and better relational skills in such a way that you have a wealth of profitable relationships. Powerful. So you can move heaven and you can move earth. That was what Jesus was doing with those 30 years before the appointed day of the Father, when he went to Jordan to be baptized, and then his ministry started. 30 years chronos. Nothing dramatic happened. Nothing epic happened. Nothing so happened. But he was preparing. And the child grew in spirit. Grew in wisdom and in stature. Grew in grace. Increased in grace. Or in favor with God and with men. So, I want you to see this. It is those. Time and chance happens to everybody. Everybody is giving chronos. And God is just. God is impartial. He will give opportunities to everybody. Time and opportunities happens to everybody. But those who will always make the most of their kairos, their opportunities are, take and use it to their advantage, are those who have been preparing for it. So this is the mandate. This is the injunction. This is the instruction. Live your life daily prepared for an opportune time. Live your life. Dress for the miracles that you're believing for. Dress for the break that you're believing for. Every day. Because you don't know when it's going to be. But whenever that window opens, let that window open up and find you prepared. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Wave your hands if you're in church. Say, I'm here. All right. Let's go to number two. The second key to maximizing your prophetic kairos season. La sundele brakatai. Be vigilantly watchful. Be vigilantly watchful. The first one is be constantly prepared. The second is be vigilantly watchful. Somebody holler out at me. Say, be vigilantly watchful. Can I hear your voice louder one more time? Help me talk to two people by your side, to the left and to the right. Be vigilantly watchful. Okay. So what do we mean by being vigilantly watchful? It means to watch your chronos. You remember what chronos is? Time as a measurable resource. So chronos is when you talk about 1 hour. This hour is chronos. A day is 24 hours. So it's chronos. Measurable. You say this week. When you say this week, I know it is 7 days. Is that right? So it's chronos. This month. So your normal days, that's what your chronos is. Watch your days. Watch your chronos vigilantly. Vigilantly. Be alert. What does it mean to watch vigilantly? Be alert and watchful with continuous attention. Meaning pay attention to your time. Pay attention to your time. And how do we watch our chronos? Let's look at this scripture, Psalms chapter 90, verse 12. Psalms chapter 90, verse 12. The New King James Version. Every blessed man in this congregation, read with me and read out loud. All those who are not blessed, keep your mouth shut. Want to go? So teach us. One more time. That we may gain a heart of wisdom. Did we notice something in Ephesians that we read? Do not be unwise, be wise. And he tells us one of the ways to be wise. Redeeming what? The time. Now he tells us, so teach us to number our days. What you should focus on, there is number. What does it mean to number my days? He said, when I learn to number my days, I'll gain a heart of wisdom. I will notice that I'll begin to function in wisdom. I'll become wise. And you and I know that wisdom is profitable to direct. Wisdom brings success. The benefits of wisdom. The Bible said all her paths are paths of peace and all her ways are ways of pleasantness. With wisdom there is honor. With wisdom there is favor. With wisdom there is long life. With wisdom there is riches. With wisdom. So what it means is that a man who learns this, he said, teach us. That means it's something you got to learn. A man who learns to number his days will function with God's wisdom in this life. And that means he's going to win. He's going to be ahead of generations. He's going to be ahead of his peers. A man who learns this secret will live a successful life. So teach us to number our days. So I went to study the Hebrew word there, and I wanted to know exactly what it meant to number our days. You see, the Hebrew word there to number is monah. M-A-N-A-Y. M-A-N-A-H. But it's not pronounced manna, because of the stress on the A's. It's pronounced M-A-W-N-A-W. So I went to study it, and I found out that what it means literally is to weigh out properly. Teach us to weigh out our days, to weigh out something properly. So I kept going deeper into the studies, and I found out that by implication, it means to allot. Somebody say to allot. Come on, shout it louder. Say to allot. Am I speaking to the right people here? Are you sure? Am I speaking to people who value this wisdom? Somebody said to allot. So write it down. The Hebrew word to number is manna or mana. Or this is their pronunciation. Which means to weigh out properly. By implication means to allot. Continue writing. To apportion. It also means to apportion. To assign. Meaning to designate for a purpose. So when I say teach me to number my days, what I'm saying is teach me to assess my day so I can allot and assign a purpose to it. I want to allot and assign a purpose to every single time of my life. That's the secret. I want to assign a purpose. Designate a purpose. So I wake up in the morning, and I pray and I say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the gift of life. I thank you for the gift of today. I give you praise. Today I live for your purpose. Today I live out and I establish your will. I bring pleasure to your heart. Oh, today I live for your praise. And then I begin to speak the blessings of the Lord for the day. And after that, I sit at the feet of his word to read the word, meditate on the word, and receive instructions. And then I pray, Father, lead me and direct me. I trust you with all of my heart. I do not lean on my own understanding. So direct my path. And I pray in the Spirit, and I trust the leading of the Holy Spirit. Then I begin to write out. And for some people, they can do that a night. I do that sometimes. A night before I sleep. So that once I wake up, I hit the ground running. Some people do that with their morning devotion. But one thing, and some days I do that depending on how my day goes. Either I do it in the night or I do it in the morning. But one thing for many years, the Lord taught me this. I never walk into a day without assigning purposes to each hour of the day. I know exactly what must happen within this time to this time to the end of that day. What I'm doing is I'm learning to number. I have learned to what? Number my days. Allot purposes. I don't go into a new week. Every PEP, that's what I do. Everybody that knows me know that you can't get me at certain times
For whatever it is, you can't get me. Certain times, PEP, you can't get me. Because while the church is having our own retreat, I'm also having my personal retreat. I'm using the same days I'm having my personal retreat. Sometimes my retreat starts before the church and the church comes to join me or I join the church. And sometimes after PEP, I'm continuing. It depends. But what is mandatory is that 3 days, the tithe of the month, I must be before the presence of the Lord. Not running around with so many activities. And I'm asking the Lord, what is this month about? What must happen? What is your will? What must be achieved? And then I'm searching my heart, looking at the dreams that the Lord has put in my heart. And the Lord gave me intelligence. So with my own reasoning and imagination, there are plans I have to make. And I begin to write out strategies and different things. And when I'm through, then I move. The same thing. Every Wednesday of every week, I wait on the Lord. And I assess for that week whether I am still in the faith. Whether I am in line with what I have set out. I don't enter a new week without a plan for that week. That's what it means to number your days. What did you plan for today? Oh, thank you. Just lift your hands. Close your eyes and lift your hands. Say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Say, dear Holy Spirit, I acknowledge your presence. Have your rightful way. For I belong to you. My life and my heart is yours. This is your church. This is your house. Do your pleasure. And spare nothing. Meet every man and woman at the point of their needs. Thank you for the refreshing that we enjoy in your presence. Thank you for your glory upon our lives. Thank you for the light of your truth changing us inside out. Sweet Holy Spirit, I acknowledge your presence. Father, I love you. In Jesus' name, say big amen. Can I invite about 200 people that can stand on their feet and give the Lord a mighty praise that is coming from the depths of your heart? From the depths of your heart. From the depths of your heart. Glory, glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Have your seat in God's presence. So one of the good prayers a man can pray is, Lord, teach me to number my days. If I were teaching the school of business, I would just say, Lord, arm me with the wisdom of effective and accurate time management. That's what it means. To allot. And one of the things I teach when I teach time management is never treat time in bulk. Never consider time as something, a resource, a bulk resource you have available to use. I always say, treat time in what? Pockets. Pockets. Never wake up in the morning and say, can we see in the morning? When somebody tells you, can we see in the morning? You're telling, morning is 4 a.m. Okay, morning starts from 12 a.m. But, you know, the one, 12 a.m., some people are still sleeping. So let's use the time that we can all come out decently. So if I'm coming out, morning is from 7 a.m. up till 11. So what time in the morning. Never say yes in the morning. Always say what time. Because for me, every hour, what? Counts. Every hour. So somebody say, this evening I'm going to go to church. No, say this evening I'm going to go to church from 4:30 to 8:30. I'll be in church. So you give yourself time. Time you take to come to church. Time you take to finish, do whatever you're doing and get back home. So I'm going to be in church between this time to this time. Always treat time as a valuable asset. That you don't let it, you watch it diligently, vigilantly. You're vigilant. You don't want it to slip away. You don't just want to be careless with it. You don't just want to be reckless with it. You are vigilant, watching. Okay, what did I do between this time to this time? Now, what did I achieve? Can I even say what I did with this? And then because you know you wasted the past 3 hours, you now know you're going to intensify your concentration and use the next 3 hours seriously to catch up with what you lost. Somebody said, Pastor, is that not living too seriously? I say, actually, there is nothing important that is not serious. You want success, you have to live a serious life. If you don't like a serious life, you're not going to be a successful person. Everything valuable comes at a cost. That's why the masses don't get it. That's why everybody don't enjoy it. Because only very few are willing to pay the price for it. Everything valuable comes at a cost. Your dreams are valid, but your dreams will cost you. There are prices you've got to pay. There are things you're going to have to give up. And there are habits you've got to cultivate. There are disciplines you're going to build yourself up in to be able to achieve those dreams. And one key discipline, one key thing is not easy. But like everything that is not easy. You know, you want to drive a car, it's not easy. But when you're learning it, you're holding that steering with your two hands. You're watching everything. After a while, it becomes what? Easy. Whatever you start with that is not easy, if you keep practicing it, that's where you gain wisdom. Wisdom is called skill. Once you become skilled at it, it becomes easy. When you're learning to play the keyboard, learning to play the guitar is not easy. But the moment you keep practicing and practicing, after a while, you can be talking and be what? Playing. You have gotten to the place where you, what they call it in psychology, unconscious what? Competent level. You're competent without staying conscious with that. And it becomes easy for you. So you've got to ask yourself, like an airplane, when an airplane wants to take off, it has to concentrate everything. So you hear the pilot speak. You hear the air hostesses or whatever speak to you. Put off all electronics. Put off, and they'll put off every light apart from the few that, you know, just. And then they go through the runway and you could hear the engine. It's gathering everything to break through. To break through inertia. To break through that force of gravity. Once it breaks through, goes and goes and gets to a place, what happens? It balances. And once it balances, it starts cruising. The pilot just puts it in auto and then comes out and even can talk to you people. Do anything. Everybody will remove their seat belts. Nobody, you can start using your electronics. That's how it is. When you're trying to get into another dimension of your life, there is a price to pay. It's going to cost you something. You can't keep wasting your days and amount to anything in life. Serious. Amount to anything valuable in life. It doesn't happen that way. Time is the stuff life is made of. Actually, time is the life you're giving on earth to live. That's your time. So a man who wastes time wastes life itself. I hear you, sir. If you're hearing me, wave your hand. Say, I hear. Come on, say, I hear. Lift your hand. Say, Father, teach me to number my days. Now, if you can, write this down. Never waste any day because nothing extraordinary seems to be happening. Never waste any day because nothing extraordinary seems to be happening. Use your chronos purposefully. Use your days purposefully. So that's why you saw that scripture, Ephesians 5 verse 15 from the Amplified Version. It says, live purposefully. Live purposefully. Live accurately. To live accurately means to live purposefully. And how do you live your days purposefully? By designating purpose to each time. By this time I wake up. Between this time to this time, this is what I do. After this, between this time to this time, this is what I do. Between this time to this time, this is what I do. So keep writing. Learn to allot and assign your days. Learn to allot and assign your days. And guard your time against time killers. Guard your time against time killers. Be alert to not let distractions, procrastinations, frivolities, pleasures, or other time killers to steal your chronos. Watch vigilantly. You'll notice there is this time you told yourself you're going to achieve this. Before 12 p.m., you woke up early enough. You prayed. You exercised. You came out to work in your office early enough. And you set on what you wanted to achieve. And you were cruising well on your way to achieve it until you received that call. After you receive that call, something happened. When you notice it, mark that call. That's what it means. Be vigilantly what? Watch. One thing you should know about the devil, one of the ways that the scripture characterizes the devil is that the scripture calls him a thief. One of his missions, if you read John chapter 10, verse 10, is to steal, to kill, and to what? To destroy. So the Bible calls him a thief. And let me tell you how the devil steals people's lives, steals people's opportunities, steals people's and destroys people's aspiration and vision. They'll think the devil is going to be fighting them when they get the problem. No, it's time. One of the things the devil knows how to tempt a man into wasting is wasting time. Once the devil can get a man to waste his time, he will reassign other demons to go and face another person. A man who wastes his time will not amount to anything in life. Anything reasonable, anything valuable, he won't. So the next time you have a stirring in your spirit to make that call and seal that deal, and you just hear a voice, can you just wait? Why don't you do it later in the night? Somebody say procrastination. The next time, I want you to look at procrastination as this. That's the way I see procrastination. I see it as two horns, a tail, and a fork devil. That's the devil trying to steal your time. And treat it as warfare. That's serious warfare. Treat it as warfare. So watch these things. Distractions. Sometimes you're getting and getting, and the devil knows the person that can press your mumu button. He will just send the person. Hey, it's been long. How are you? You start chatting with the person. That's the end. The momentum you've gained, what happens? How many of you, am I talking to myself? How many of you have experienced that in your life? That's exactly what it is. From nowhere. From nowhere. There is one I've noticed, I even told my wife. I told my wife. I said he has to change pattern because I've seen him very well, clearly from afar. 30th, 28th, 29th, 30th, 31st. Or my birthday period. Those are very vital moments for me. I'm always in that place of intense fellowship and communion. I want to know the mind of God. You know, we're getting into the new year. Lord, what are you saying to your church? What are you saying about our city? What are you saying about your agenda in God's, of your kingdom on earth? What I want to know the mind of God. And I have a 31st night I have to stand and speak as an oracle of God. So imagine where I am at that moment. You will just see one person from nowhere. Somebody that maybe left the church, acted somehow, will just start sending me text message. And what I'm trying, they tried it the first time. They didn't try it again. You know, on a pastor's heart, you just read the text message. You now get yourself into conversations. You now call somebody else. Can you imagine this person sent me a text message? Before you know, distractions. That's when the devil will stir up someone close to you to betray you. Whenever you're in that place, watch it. It's warfare. Warfare for your time. Contend. Watch vigilantly. Be watchful with your time. So all of them till today, and this devil is somehow, he doesn't give up. He did this thing consistently for about 5 years. Birthdays, he would try it. This, and very dutifully, very organized, very dutifully. Until today, as I'm talking to you, God is my witness. I don't know what any of those people sent. I don't know. Because once I see the name, I delete. I don't open to read. What you don't read, you can't think about. I don't return a call. I don't, nothing. I just tell your neighbor face front. Tell your neighbor face. Whether you're asking for forgiveness, you don't need to have forgiven you before. Whether you're trying to explain anything, I don't need any explanation. I delete. Once I see the name, I delete. Because I'm vigilant. I watch my time vigilantly. So while you're being prepared, just know that there are ways and there are things the devil will use to set you up. He will try to steal your time. Suddenly you've been praying, Father, my prayer life. Father, my prayer life. Father, my prayer life. And suddenly there is this outpouring. This thing. God is doing something. Suddenly one person will just call. I need you. Can you come? And you are not watchful. Emotionally, out of sentiment, you move. Just that travel before you come back. All the gains you've made. Because in your room, you could pray anyhow. This time around, you are now in a room where you are watching. And before you know, that's when the devil begins to set. And then the devil will begin to speak as if he's God. My daughter, my son, care about people. Care about them. Care about them. You are a love ambassador. That's who you are. Love must come first. love. And you will just carry your bag and travel. By the time you come back, the gains of past 2 months, licked.
Ibidokwani see again. Be watchful. Be watchful. Be watchful.
Watch out for pleasures. How many of you, tell me the truth and raise your hands when I ask you this. Don't lie in the presence of God. How many of you can just want to check something on social media and before you know, it's 1 hour? Raise your hands, let me see. Because I want to speak to your deliverance now. Just to check something. Did you hear what I told you yesterday? Those who are making news are not busy what? Watching the news. They are not discussing the news. They're not discussing it. So let me confess. Should I confess? I have one because I'm into information. I like information a lot. So it's Twitter. My own is Twitter. So if you go to my phone now, Twitter is uninstalled. And I have the means. So if there is anything that happens and I wanted to check Twitter for that period, I install it, I finish, I uninstall immediately. That's what I do. No, you have to be honest with yourself. You have to tell yourself, this is a time killer. This thing is derailing. This thing is making me, I will assign that this is what I'm going to achieve today, but I end up, sometimes it's one friend. I had one friend, he's still a friend. Those days, he stopped it. What I did to him, he stopped it. He would come to my office by 10 a.m. When I'm in the, 10 a.m., you're ready, you're firing, you're still fresh, you have energy for the day. He will start telling story. What this person did, what one man of God, what the, I say, what is it? The next thing you ask me, won't you buy me a drink? So when by vigilance I saw that this friendship is not being used by the enemy to derail my time, immediately, with wisdom, strategically, he still loves me today. I did it with wisdom. Till today. There are people that should call you 25 times before you ever pick their call. And when you pick their call, you decide that call will never exceed 1 minute. You didn't hear what I said. Somebody said, be vigilant. Come on, say be vigilant. Say vigilantly watchful. So be alert. That's what it means. Not to let distractions, not to let procrastinations, not to let frivolities, things name where you see, frivolous things, then pleasures, addictions. There are diverse time killers to steal your chronos. Because you need your chronos. Now, you can write this down. Learning to value and assess and appropriate. When you learn to value your time, when you learn to assess and appropriate your time, so you say, oh, this is the time I have. For example, you're a parent, you're working, and if you're in Nigeria and you're going to be rich, you're not going to be working one job. I mean, you can have one job, you have other passive engagements through which money must enter. Is that right? And I'm not talking about just other investments that just work for you. There are other means. So that means you're working more than one job. I mean, you're working in this place, you have a poultry. You're working in this place, you're renting out something. There is always something you want to get yourself into. And then suddenly you need to go back to school for some people to, you know, maybe you need a promotion or you have to go for a training to upgrade your skill, whatever it is, whether it's a certification or a training to acquire better skills for what you do, and you're still a parent, and you're still this, and you're still doing this. You notice there are other things. Now you're a Christian. You now have a time allotted for God's kingdom. You have to be in church twice a week, and sometimes they have programs and you have to be in church. You see time. When you finish understanding this, you can now assess and say, this is the time I have for this. This is the time I have for that. You assess your time. And then you appropriate it. You know exactly what time you need to give to this to produce the result you desire. When you see a man who does that and has learned to do that, what you're seeing is a major proof that that man has gained the heart of wisdom. And that man walks in wisdom. So this is what I wrote here in capital letter. When you evaluate how a man treats time, you know how wise he is. Check how a man treats his time. That's how you know how wise that man is. Check how a man treats his time. It certifies how wise that man is. So if you want to know how wise you are, and whether you're walking in wisdom, check how you treat your time. Are you vigilantly watchful of time? Are you alert to assign and to allot purposes to each your time? That time will not just waste. Including time for sleep. You allot it. You don't just sleep anyhow. Time for recreation. You need to recreate yourself. You need to rest. That's a secret of continuity. That's a secret of optimal performance. You want to perform optimally, you rest well. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Are you understanding what I'm saying? You overwork yourself continuously after a prolonged time, the engine will knock. Productivity goes down. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So, but you allot it. You want to sleep for 5 hours, it shouldn't turn to 11 hours. You told yourself you're going to take a break and a breather for 2 days. The 2 days should now not turn to 1 week. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Wave your hands if you're getting me. Who is getting wisdom here? Because someone say, I gain wisdom. Come on, say it boldly. Say, I gain wisdom. When you are vigilantly watchful, you will always know what time it is. Let me say that again. When you see a man that is vigilantly watchful, that man will always know what time it is. And you will always have an inestimable value for time. You will live life with a sense of urgency. A sense of urgency for the things you need to do within the proper time. For the work you need to accomplish within the proper time. There will be a sense of urgency. When you see people that live life without a sense of urgency. I'm not talking about anxiety. No, promptness. 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 They always want to be on time. They always want to arrive on time. They always want to do things in time. They want to start early and finish early. When you see people with such sense, it's because of this. They have strong value for time. Let's look at Jesus, our Lord. And if there is one to learn from, it's from him. Let's look at John chapter 9, verse 4. Give me the amplified version of it. The amplified version of it. Hold that neighbor by your hands and read to that neighbor. 1, 2, go. John chapter 9, verse 4. Read out loud.
One to go. Why? One more time. We must walk the works of him who sent me and be what? Why? Whenever you learn to number your days, you will find out that you will understand the night time of your days. And you will understand the daylight of your days. Don't wake up at 60 years and start trying to do what you should have done in your 20s and 30s. When people that understand this, there is a sense of urgency. A sense of urgency. Every time you shift what should happen today, you lose the time you could have used to accomplish it. Every day is not alike. Every year is not alike. It's not alike. So the question is, do you know what time it is now in your life? Do you know what time it is? All of you that are called, and you know there is a call of God on your life, do you know what time it is? Every believer has a ministry, and every believer will stand before the Lord and give account of their ministry and how they live their life and use it for the purpose of God and how they fulfill the ministry. In Colossians chapter 4 verse 17, Apostle Paul writes and he says, say to Archippus, take heed, be careful, stop living your life carelessly. Be careful that you fulfill the ministry that you've received from the Lord. Be careful so you fulfill the ministry that you've received in the Lord. Take heed to that ministry that you fulfill it. Do you know what time it is? You know what time it is? Ask your neighbor, do you know what time it is? Write this in capital letter, and if you can. Wasting Chronos is wasting the gift of life itself. Wasting Chronos is wasting the gift of life itself. And wasting Kairos is wasting the opportunities to make the most of the gift of life. Wasting Chronos, wasting a man, wasting his days is wasting his life. Somebody says time is wealth, and I say much more than that. Time is more than that. It's not wealth, not just that. It's partial. Time is life itself. So when a person loses time, it's not just losing money. So let me show you something. Pastor Victor, come fast. I want to show you. I want you to listen. I want to show you something. Let me tell you what redeeming the time is like. Stand here. In the journey of this man's life, ordinarily,
ordinarily. He's supposed to, in 40 years from here, get to here. In 40 years. So watch where I am. I want you to listen. Once you get this analogy, you've gotten it. But he was born of the flesh, the blood of a man. And once you're born of blood, you're born with the nature of what? Sin. Now, he has to receive Christ. He's contending with that. He has to receive Christ. The time it took him to receive Christ, then his eternal purpose now begins. So the years before that time, he has lost. Now, on earth, after he receives Christ, God now has to start training him. The time it takes for him to be trained, to get ready for certain things, is there. And depending on his own willingness and yieldedness, and sometimes I've seen myself being stubborn with God, and certain things that could have happened 5 years earlier, they didn't happen. And it was my own stubbornness. Had nothing to do with God's timing. It was me. God was getting me to yield to him, to learn certain lessons, and I was wasting my time being careless, being stubborn. So those things are happening. Now he also has the fact that he's on planet earth and there is a devil. So the Bible says, woe to those who are on earth. He has been cast down. That means you will see trouble. Now you have an enemy that fights to resist, to hinder, to stop the person's progress at each time, even when he's not getting it right. So this guy is dealing with different things. So, at the age of 34, he's supposed to be here at the age of 40. At the age of 34, the guy noticed he's still here. Because of all the forces and all the things he had to deal with. Somebody said the days are evil. So, sudden tragedies, different issues. You know, when I read Ecclesiastes 9:11, I told you that. Please pay attention. I'm showing you something. What does God do? How does God's system work? Imagine where it took him for 34 years. From here to here. And God begins to create a kairos. Let's begin to pray that at the end of the day, certain lessons he needed to learn, he learned. He has started getting himself prepared. The foolishness over. He has taken away the temptations of the youth. All the toys that distract him. He's gotten himself back into discipline. Build structure. And at that moment, he's now expecting, Lord, I need a leap. And God opens this window. This is 34 years. God does open this window that in 8 months, he takes him from here to here. Kairos is a window God uses to restore the times the canker worm has waited. Everything wasted, lost years, lost favors, lost opportunities because the days are evil. Redeem means repurchase. God now gives you an opportunity to repurchase everything you lost. Aye. So, can you imagine if this young man was here and that 8 months, after 34 years, that 8 months opens and he still thinks his business as usual. What will happen is that he moved from here to here in those 8 months. But those who understand. So this year is not another year. Cut down on your movie watching. It's a time killer. Uninstall those things. Get away from friends that are killing your time. Anybody that hurts you this year, don't talk about them. Forgive them immediately. Don't say it's your thing. You don't understand. You don't, after he used me, after I supported him, after she did this, after I've been faithful, after all my loyalty, after my investment. Nonsense. Nonsense. Do you know how long that thing takes you to heal? Within those times, you're not even concentrating. You are not doing, hey, soldier come, soldier go. Hey, Father, give me a fresh anointing of goodbyes. Hey, and let me tell you, don't check on them. Delete. What did I say? Kneel down and pray in your heart. Lord, genuinely, I forgive. Then pray God's blessing. And if they did so wrong, say, Father, they don't know. I don't even know what made them turn out like this in life. Father, please, I ask for your mercy. Even me, I've hurt you many times. And I received mercy, so I give mercy. Let them be going. And if you can, if they used to like shawarma, give them a parting shawarma. Ma, I sent you shawarma. He said, hey, after all I did, he didn't know that that shawarma is at last. Send forth party. Send forth party. Whatever you do this year, don't let anything steal your time. This is the year. This is not another year. And that's why I'm teaching you. All of you that have made mistakes, all of you that have wasted time, wasted opportunities, go now and go and break with that girl that has been sapping and... You know what Delilah did to her. That girl that has been babbing your hair. Block their numbers. Imagine the day God decided, today I will open to you the wells of the riches of revelation. That day. That's the day the person is still. And as a fresh dew comes on the person, a new song comes and he's singing, Father, I declare that I love you. And suddenly the devil say, ah, you know yesterday now. From Father, I declare I love you. Father, I am sorry. Father, I'm sorry. He will now take 1 hour, 2 hours crying, I am sorry. But the purpose of the dew was to open the wells of revelation. That moment has passed. You see that man that had faith to be healed. At that moment, he had faith to be healed. If Apostle Paul told him, stand up, and he didn't, he will come back tomorrow. And the next day, he will come back and remain crippled. The window has passed. This year, kill all excuses. This year, procrastination. Stop trying to do tomorrow what you can do today. There are things that after this message, how you will be tested that you have learned is that this night you will do it. This night, not tomorrow morning, this night. Because you're no longer treating time. So I went to church. Church closed by 7:15, 7. And then, but for you, I went to church. So because I went to church, it means the whole night cannot be used again. What happens between 8:30 by the time you got home till 12, till 11? What happens? My prayer for you, stand on your feet. Thank you, sir. How many of you want to receive grace? Are you sure? Did I bore you tonight? Were you blessed tonight? Did you learn something you're going to be applying immediately? Are you going to value your time? Will you allow anybody waste your time? Will you waste your time yourself? If you like movies, you can decide. This day, I watched movie within this time and what? This. Allot it. Number your days. Lift your hands. If you want to receive grace, lift your hands as I pray for you. Spirit of the living God, a freshness of grace to number our days effectively, to live purposefully and accurately, to live functioning with a heart of wisdom, as wise and not as fools. Lord, a freshness, a strengthening of our will to say no where we have to say no, to stand up where we need to stand up, to get moving when we need to get moving. Let the weak knees be strengthened. Let the weak hands be strengthened. Let the weak hearts be strengthened. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Heavenly Father, our days are in your hands. Always before your presence, breathe afresh on our days and cause our endeavors to yield the vine uncommon fruits. Cause our days to be effective, to be productive and profitable exceedingly in the name of Jesus Christ. May we never again have a wasted day of our lives. That when we walk productively and effectively. That when we rest well and we are refreshed and refired in the name of Jesus Christ. That when we wait effectively and get prepared, waiting for the appointed time. That we will never get to our Kairos and be unprepared in the mighty name of Jesus. I feel this thing. Pray in the spirit. That we will never waste a praying time. That in every moment we pray, let tremendous power be made available. Dynamic in his walking. We give you all the glory. Wave those hands to the Lord. Thank you for all you've done here tonight. And as we gather tomorrow, we are ready for what you're also going to do. Your name alone is exalted in Jesus' name.
thank you so much for listening to this message by Pastor David Ifechukwu. Follow us on any of our social media platforms using the handle @MyLambWorld or contact us at 806-275-3311 to purchase and listen to more life-changing messages by Pastor David Ifechukwu.